Hey, what's going on? This is Troy, and this is the Planet 76 Podcast, your source for Sixers news, highlights, hot takes, and more. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, everyone, to Planet 76. It's been, I don't know, when is the last time we recorded an episode together? At least 2 weeks, if not longer, right? At this point?
Yeah, it's been a while since we did one together. Yeah. We've done two or three solos in a row, I think, you know?
So this is what, 127, I believe?
Yes.
Definitely, I mean, long overdue. We'll just get that out of the way. But still, you know, a lot has really been happening, and Troy and I have done our best to keep up with that. You know, Troy was traveling, I was having things to do, so getting a full episode out wasn't the most real, like, full episode with both of us in it wasn't the most realistic the past few weeks, but we're back, and hopefully we can continue. I mean, we are going to continue posting regularly the way we did before, so make sure you guys subscribe, go follow us on Instagram. Yeah, you know the drill. This is Planet 76. If you're listening and watching, I don't have to tell you what's going on. You already know. So, Troy, we have some very exciting basketball to discuss.
Absolutely.
I mean, Troy and I haven't talked a whole lot, but I can imagine he is just as interested as I am as talking about tonight's game. So, I mean, unless there's anything you want to, like, anything else you want to talk about that we did not cover in our solo episodes, then I say we just jump right into the game. I mean,
Yeah, man, that's exactly what I was thinking before we jumped on. So, Sixers Nuggets 126-121, an absolutely entertaining game to watch from the Wells Fargo Center. It was tied at 78 at halftime. Yes, that's correct. 78 points apiece at halftime. No one could miss a shot.
A ton of points, right?
Crazy. Yeah, 78. Even the announcers acknowledged, though, like, I mean, sure, defense could have been better, but, like, this was just two really, really good offenses playing really, really well.
Yeah.
And then the Sixers did trail by five heading into the fourth. But then it was really two guys that had their mark on the fourth quarter. Early on, it was Tobias Harris in the non-Embiid minutes. And then Embiid came in and took over, and the Sixers won the fourth quarter 27-17 and came away with a five-point victory. You know, what's your first reaction to this? Again, it's the night of the game. Game concluded just a little bit ago. We wanted to jump on and record and really focus on this game. So what's your couple takeaways?
Speaking of Tobias Harris, I lied. There is one more thing I'd like to discuss. The past week and a half, almost 2 weeks, he's been amazing. I mean, he had two back-to-back 30-point games, one against the Hawks and then the Kings. He single-handedly dismantled the Sacramento Kings on the 12th, which was Friday. 37 points, 3 of 7 from 3. I mean, just insane volume, and, you know, he made it work. Extremely efficient. And he had 24 tonight, 8 for 10 from the field, 2 for 4 from 3. Like, that's the perfect Harris, like, Tobias Harris game, in my opinion. 24 points, 2-4 from 3, 50%, 5 rebounds. It's just box score-wise, stats-wise, that's what you want to see. He looked good. It's always good to see him, like, doing as little as possible, but still being effective. You know, not taking too many dribbles, being decisive, catching and shooting. We talked about this all the time on this podcast. Like, I don't want to harp on that too much, but Tobias Harris has been awesome, and there are times where he gets the recognition, times where he's out of his mind playing so well like he is right now, and I think that you can never acknowledge a guy like Harris too much. I mean, you can never really acknowledge anybody too much, I guess, but I think Harris should be getting more recognition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's having a really, really good January. 21 points a game, 44% from three. Again, you mentioned the Sacramento game, 14-25 for 37. He had 32 mm-hmm. against the Hawks in overtime, you know, a couple days before that. And then tonight, again, he did this work. Again, it was, gosh, I think it was in the second and fourth quarters where he really shined. I know tonight he had zero in the first. You know, but again, he got the Sixers or kept them in the game. I mean, Embiid checked back in the fourth quarter. They go into the fourth quarter down five. You know Embiid's getting rest, and you start to get, not concerned, but it's like, uh-oh, like, you know, I mean, the non-Embiid minutes are coming over the next few, and the Sixers are down to the reigning NBA champs. But it was because of Tobias Harris that, you know, Embiid checks back in, and the game is tied. So that was a big win, and you know, again, his efficiency, 8 of 10. Now, when Embiid's playing, you know, he's going to get 10, 12, 13 shots a game. Mm-hmm. If he's that efficient, which he's not going to shoot 80% every night, but if he has games like this where he's very efficient and knocks down a couple threes and gets in there, gets some rebounds, gets some assists, you know, finishes around 20, like, that's great. I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, that's exactly what you want.
Yep.
If Tobias Harris is at his best, this is what he's doing. And he was a big part of the win tonight, so... got to give credit where it's due.
Absolutely.
What'd you make of Embiid's performance tonight?
What do I make of Embiid's? What do I say? What else can anybody even say? I mean, how do you talk about Embiid without sounding repetitive? Because it's just like,
mm-hmm.
again,
every night.
I've said this multiple times on here. It's like there isn't really much else we can do to describe how good he is. Like, there aren't really many words that many more words that exist to accurately describe what he's doing. It's just like otherworldly. It doesn't you don't see that. You're not seeing this regularly from a player. And we really haven't in the past few years. We haven't seen this level of dominance regularly. Like, sure, it's mm-hmm. just the regular season, and we want him to do it in the playoffs, but you can't deny how great he's been just because of the playoff struggles. Like, this is ridiculous. it's not normal.
It's correct. Correct. I'm doing a quick glance at his last few box scores, and it's absolutely insane.
It's just mind-boggling.
It is. He's had obviously the stretch of 30 and 10s, which did come to an end tonight because he only grabbed 7 rebounds. But, you know, he puts up 41 points. He collects 10 assists. So technically, in a way, the 10 there he did get 10 in A category. Yeah, it just wasn't rebounds. Mm-hmm. But that's back-to-back 41-point performances against Houston, you know, which when you recorded, I believe. Mm-hmm. You recorded before that game.
That was I recorded on but on
yesterday,
Friday.
Duh.
Yeah,
you recorded on Friday.
But we ended up...
But against Houston, he dropped 41 after coming back.
Yeah.
Right. He came back after, you know, 10 days off, drops 41, and then this next night drops 41. And again, to put it in perspective, we know that he had a stretch of the 30 and 10. So I went back to his last, you know, not 30-point game, and that came 2 months ago. The last time Joel Embiid did not score 30 points was 2 months ago on November 15th.
How do you explain this? How do you explain this to someone who doesn't watch Joel Embiid? Like, what do you say? How do you tell them?
Right, yeah, you ever see those tweets that are like, when it's like a football thing and they're like, put this in basketball terms. Like, how do you put this in like football terms? Right. Like, what kind of run is he on right now?
It's just,
that's a good point. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, he has been unbelievable. He showed up and showed out against Jokic, who had quite a performance as well. Mm-hmm. 25 points, 19 rebounds, 11 offensive rebounds of the team's 16. That really kept them in the game. Now, they still shot 50% and 40% from three, but, like, they had 16 offensive rebounds. If you take those away,
yeah,
I mean, you know, this is a 15-20-point game. So, yeah, I know you posted after the game, you know, you'd love to see this as a seven-game series. Why? Now, is that, I know, obviously, that's a lot of that's with, you know, just the fact that it's Embiid against Jokic, but I sense for you there's a little more to that. I mean, it was just entertaining to watch. Is that part of it just because of even the matchups elsewhere too?
Yes, absolutely. I listen, I'm a Sixers fan, obviously, but I also love basketball. I like good, entertaining basketball. And when I see two good, entertaining teams playing, I want to see more. And that applies to the Sixers and the Nuggets, even outside of Embiid and Jokic. Yes, these are great players, but the Sixers are a good team. They have fun players. The Nuggets are a good team. They have fun players. There was a couple passes in this game from Jamal Murray that I was like, wow, like I'd like to see more of that 10 more times, please. So, it's just seeing fun and fast-paced basketball is fun. It's I want to see more of that. I mean, yeah, it does help that Embiid and Jokic, you know, two of the two best big men in the game right now, but it's still like their teams are fun, and that's something that I want to see more of
too. Yeah, absolutely. There were a lot of other interesting matchups in this one with Jamal Murray and Tyrese Maxey, and then you have their guys in Michael Porter Jr. and Caldwell Pope, Aaron Gordon going at it with Tobias Harris. Like, there was just fun match. Yeah, DeAndre Jordan with 10 minutes and 4 points, including a monster dunk. But, it was fun to watch, and I think – last year's matchup in Philadelphia was just as fun when the Sixers came back from double digits at halftime, I believe. Yep. And, they're going to play again in Denver in a couple weeks, and we'll see if that's the last matchup of the season. You know, who knows? But, Nuggets fall to 28-14, and the Sixers 26-13. A quick peek at the standings, and, we'll touch on a couple other things and wrap it up. But 26-13. Boston Celtics are 31-9. They are 19-0 at home, which I feel like no one is talking about. I don't know if you've seen anyone talking about, but they haven't lost at home.
I haven't heard of that,
which is pretty remarkable. Wow.
I mean, it's funny too, because last year they were also, I think, the best home team in the NBA. I think they also were very close to being undefeated at home last year too.
Right. Yeah, but they're 12-9 on the road, so big difference there. And then the Milwaukee's 19-4 at home, 28-12 overall. But just a quick look at the standings is interesting. I don't think I've ever seen this and noticing, but there's a whole lot of teams winning a lot of games up in the top five teams. So if you combine the streaks of the top five teams, they are on a 16-game win streak. The Celtics, Bucks, Sixers, Cavs, and Heat. 2-3-3-5-3.
Jeez.
Good for 16 in a row. So kind of separating themselves from the rest of the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. But again, behind the Celtics, Bucks, Sixers, it's the Cavs, Heat, and Pacers, all within four of the loss column of the Sixers. So some teams hanging around, some good teams. We've obviously known what Tyrese Halliburton has done this year. We know what Jimmy Butler and the Heat bring to the table. And the Cavs, somehow, 23-15, they're 7-3 over their last 10. Although there were some issues there early in the season. But it is nice to see what the Sixers have done over the last three games after a three-game losing skid. Without Joel Embiid in the picture, so it's nice to see him back and them winning. Now they're going to hit the road in a little bit, so they go to Orlando on Friday night and Charlotte on Saturday. So again, a back-to-back before their home for San Antonio, and then they're on the road for five in a row. So we'll see how all that goes.
I'd like to see them win these next four. I mean, you're talking about. Yeah. The Magic have been good this year, but I'm not sure how legit they are. I think the Sixers can beat them. Hornets stink. Spurs stink. Sorry.
Yeah.
Pacers are good, but they're without Haliburton, I believe. So, and even if they are, even if they have Haliburton, that should be a win. All leading up to another matchup against the Nuggets.
Yeah, I mean, let's win some games, and I mean that. Obviously, the All-Star break's approaching, but so too is the trade deadline, which we're not going to get a whole lot into tonight. But at 26-13, you heard Van Gundy on the broadcast today saying that, you know, he kept really, really praising Tobias Harris, and it was easy to do that with the game he was having. Mm-hmm. But, you know, kind of saying they don't need any other pieces. They got what they need, and we'll see if Morey and company feel the same way. But might not be any moves until, you know, that week of the deadline, which is, you know, now under a month as we close in on it. But any last thoughts about anything, or specifically about the Sixers Nuggets game? It was good to win that. Fun to win that against the reigning NBA champs. So,
yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, not a whole lot otherwise. Still just love what you see from Maxi. Sixers depth has been great. Oubre returning has been great. And Marcus Morris has been great, really great. So just want to keep on rolling. Just want to really see how many games this team can win, whether or not they add something at the deadline. This is a team that can win a lot of games. What do they have? 20, that's 26. At this rate, I don't know what they're on pace for. I don't really care that much.
53 anyway, or so, 54.
54 games with no James Harden, which is what they – what did they win, 51 last year? I'm almost certain it was 51. Three more wins without James Harden, I mean, that's huge.
Right.
You're talking about 55-win threshold. Most teams never even come close to getting that, let alone without a real 54
last season, just looked.
What did you say?
54 last year.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, even if it's the same, even if it's the same amount of wins as they had with Harden, that's a win. That's something that
absolutely.
It's gonna be.
That's like, Nick Nurse, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to see how many games the team can win, and that's it. That's pretty much it for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just throw one thing in there, too, because you mentioned Marcus Morris. He has been good, made a big three tonight and won three to tie the game up. I guess that was in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And then Batum with the big block on Jamal Murray.
Batum has been, man.
As he drove. Batum has been awesome. Good. He was good again tonight. Playing the role that he's playing. He doesn't look as old as he is at 35, playing 35 minutes tonight. Like, he's fitting in well. He's knocking down some shots. And, you know, even in the absence, because the Sixers obviously have been without D'Anthony Melton, so Oubre's been inserted into the starting lineup. It seems like the thought might be that, you know, Batum will stay, Melton will be inserted back, and then Oubre off the bench, which I don't hate because of the scoring punch he provides. He does a lot of things. Like, you know, he came over from Charlotte, and everyone's like, well, he averaged 20 on a bad team, but he does a lot even defensively. He's active, he's cutting, he's, you know, it seems like he's constantly getting, you know, like backdoor cut dunks and rebound, offensive rebounds, and just making plays. So he's fun to watch.
He's awesome.
So all right, good vibes here in on Planet 76 for the 26-13 Sixers. This is episode 127. And the Sixers win tonight 126-121 over the NBA's defending champs. Next up, Orlando Magic on Friday on the road, and then Charlotte back-to-back, Orlando and then Charlotte. And we'll be sure to talk about those ones in an upcoming episode. We'll see you next time on Planet 76. You just listened to an episode of the Planet 76 podcast. Hey, we appreciate you joining us for this episode. Whatever platform you're on, why don't you hit that subscribe button for us, and we'll see you next time.